Infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson said several individuals have expressed their right not to be tested for COVID-19. He expressed the view that the safety of the country should not be left in the hands of persons who focus only on their own rights.
I listened to the leaders of several unions, and they were talking about it of people because swabs or things were being pushed into their orifices and so forth. And they essentially, whether they did not even say it in words, they weren't just telling people that they had a right not to take the vaccine. They were essentially also telling people, you have a right not to be tested. And people got that message, took it, and ran with it. And they have been refusing the test. So from a public health point of view, we do not have the tools to be able to make the decisions as regards where to deploy services or exactly how things should be done. And efforts are being made to take back that whole process in hand so that we have some control over people's public health, over the public health of the nation, and not leave it to selfish personal views, even though that may be a fundamental right of your personal choice. I firmly believe that I should not have the choice and the ability to infect you. I might have a choice to protect, to say, okay, I have a freedom not to be vaccinated. But I don't believe that somebody has a choice to say, even if I'm positive, I'm going to infect you.
That was infectious disease specialist Dr. Gerald Thompson. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Trinidad and Tobago said 10 deaths from COVID-19 have brought the death toll to 599, while 280 positive cases brought the total number of confirmed cases in the country to 27,079. In Suriname, 5 people died from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, and as a result, the number of coronavirus deaths rose to 355 overall, including 53 just in the first week of June. Internationally, after months of debate, WTO members on Wednesday took a first small step towards a deal aimed at boosting production of COVID-19 vaccines and treatments through patent waivers or compulsory licensing deals. The World Trade Organization has struggled to move forward on the hotly debated issue since all decisions at the global trade body must be reached by a consensus of all 164 member states. Meanwhile, the U.S. has eased travel restrictions for many countries as the rollout of coronavirus vaccines continue. Its public health agency updated its criteria on Monday, which saw 61 countries lowered from a level 4 avoid all travel rating. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.